Judson. Thank you for that. I'd like to give you a report tonight from our ministry trip. Thank you so much for praying. The Lord took us to Indian Trail, North Carolina, gave us the privilege to work with Brother Christian Guzman at La Iglesia Bautista Vida Abundante, Abundant Life Baptist Church there in Indian Trail, just on the outskirts of Charlotte. The group's going to come at this time. We're going to sing a song. We've got several testimonies tonight. We've got a slideshow as well, and looking forward to hearing several teens and adults share their testimony about this trip tonight. First, we're going to sing Glory to His Name.
My name is Evan. I'm going to go in the 10th grade this year. If you don't know me, I play the cello in the orchestra. If you hear any sound that may sound like maybe a sick cow, that's not snoring. That's me, okay? This is my second ministry trip this year. As Brother Bob said, we went to go assist the Abundant Life Baptist Church in Charlotte. We helped them with their VBS program. Pastor Guzman wanted a VBS program to do, but didn't really have any help, so we went there to help him. We did several work projects when it was there. We painted and we worked on a pavilion. We like moved blocks out of it and we swept it up and we did some other work on the church. I'd like to thank all of you that prayed for us. I'm thankful for the larger group of guys we had this year. Last year we only had four and it was great to have fellowship with some other teen guys this trip. I thank you, all the adults that went and sacrificed maybe their vacation time or just their time in general to help us. I'm also thankful for the Hispanic ladies and ladies from our church that cooked the food while we was there, which made mealtime the highlight of anybody's day. God really answered prayers that week with VBS. We prayed for 100 kids to attend, and several were saved as a result. In the beginning, we only had like a few, maybe just a couple of front rows filled, but by the middle of the week, we had around 70, I believe, and because of that, Pastor Guzman received a pie in the face. I found some glasses that didn't have any lenses in. It was just a frame. I told him to put them over his eyes in case a pie flew to his eyes. Because we reached over 100th end of the week, he had to get a dog food sandwich. I was under the impression it was wet dog food, but it was kibbles and bits. On Friday night, to my understanding, Eric Briggs was just walking along, minding his own business, and Sarah Roten apparently maliciously attacked him with a water bottle, and he got all wet. And that started a water war. After that, people started bringing out these buckets and balloons and hoses, and it got all messy. And I would tell you that I valiantly defended our pastor with everything in me, but that would be a falsehood. Yeah. I actually ran up to him with a water bottle, poured the water on his head, and like, I jumped over and poured the water on his head and said, "Death from above," like that. Because, you know, the oxygen is really thin up here where I'm at. Then I thought he was going to hug me. He acted like he was going to hug me or something like that, but he actually got a hold on me like this, and Miss Becky came at me with a bucket, like she was going to pour water on my head. I thought, and I realized at that point that my job wasn't to jump feet first into heaven. It was just to make sure it was crowded when I got there. So while she was getting ready to pour it on me, I aimed it over his head, and I would say that you bought the worst of it, didn't you? I think you did. Now, at the beginning of each day I was there, which is my favorite part, it started with me waking up at about 6:15 to 6 o'clock, and I would go and wake up the other guys, and we'd go have devotions outside. Now, it was very pretty out in the early in the morning, and every time you would go out there, something would be different, like maybe something with the sky, the sun coming up, and it was very beautiful, the sunrise, and if you look up in the moon, something would be different about the moon. It was really peaceful, and I thought it was great for devotions. And eventually, we ended up having group devotions, all of us guys, and God really spoke to me throughout the trip, just in the book of Ezekiel. What spoke to me most was the account of the Valley of Dry Bones, where in chapter 37 it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Now, I'm sure when God said that to Ezekiel, he thought, prophesy unto these bones, why not? I'm sure they would listen more than the rebellious house of Israel. Then in verses 11 and 14 it says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then ye shall know that I am the Lord, and I have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord." Now, what really spoke to me in this is that we need more Ezekiels today that will preach the rebellious house of our nation, that will get up and speak what the Lord Sovereign will say. Then God, I believe, would bless our nation as he had before, put his hand over our nation. And throughout this week, Satan would retaliate and attack me in any way we could, and anybody could tell you it was the same way. He really tried to put a damper on our week. As an example, one day I was playing my cello, and someone tried to put a lanyard over my head, and the part of it poked me in the eye, like, really bad. And throughout the day, my vision got worse, and I had to go to urgent care. And thankfully, my eye didn't have an abrasion. I can see Miss Becky and Miss Lindsay here very well. I can see you all here clearly. But anyways, I was kind of upset that the doctor wasn't going to look at me and say, "Yeah, you need a monocle. You're going to have to wear a monocle for a few weeks." I'm kind of hoping you give me no. As these situations built throughout the week, questions would personally in my mind is just all these attacks. Satan would whisper in my ear, "Maybe you didn't make the right choices going on this trip. Maybe you shouldn't actually be here." Mistakes would come up, and just all these things would happen. But I realized that throughout the week that the joy of serving outweighed these doubts. And I would like to thank all of you again for your prayers and those who helped make this trip possible.
Well, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have been able to go. When Brother Guzman mentioned it back at the mission conference, it was the first I'd heard about it. And I said, "Well, where's my invite?" And I didn't say that to anybody. But the next day, Brother Bob asked if I wanted to go. And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to." I was so excited about it for about 3 months, and until about the week before, Brother Bob and I, we went to take some stuff there, and we were looking at the facilities and things like that, and it was nice facilities and where we were going to be staying, and I said I was so excited to be out of the dorms, you know, and then to know that I was going to be back in the dorms for a week with teenagers. And then the showers were all outside and stuff. And I was like, man, he said it was cold water. And I was imagining freezing. I really was. And I took one of those from Crown. I didn't like it. And so I was starting to almost dread it. Like, I hate to say dread it, but I just wasn't looking forward to it as much the last week. And I found out that the things that I had been not looking forward to, that God took all those things and made them great things. I loved being in one room together with all the guys. We had such a good time together. We had so much fun. The thing, I didn't want to go to the trampoline park on Thursday, truthfully. And I got there and had, and I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and do it. And I had a blast out there. I mean, I was like really, really getting into it. And I was like, man, I got to do this more often. So it was the most exercise I've had in forever. And I really enjoyed it. I really did. And so I've learned that when you throw your heart into something, that you'll really enjoy it if it's something for God, even if it's something small. Second of all, I want to say how proud I am of all the teens. When I got the list of the group that I was going to be having with first and second grade, I wanted first and second grade, and I didn't tell Brother Bob that because I wanted God to put me, and Brother Bob put me there, and I was so happy for that. And when I got the list of my teens that were in my group, I was like, I don't have any duds. I was so excited. I said, this is really a good group. This is a group I can trust. I don't know who the duds are. But my group knows they weren't duds in my mind. And so I really was very excited about my group. And they were a great, great group. I knew that I could tell them to do anything and they would do it. One thing I was so proud of them for was everything I asked them to do, I never got anybody saying, hesitating at all. I asked them, I said, I want you to do this. And they said, okay. I wasn't sure about some of it, so they said, yeah, we'll do that. And they did great, and I was so proud of them. Even throughout the week, there was not a single teenager that I asked to do anything that gave me lip, that even gave me a look that they didn't want to do it. And I was so proud of them. One person in particular I'm very proud of, and I'm not going to call their name because it would embarrass them, but I asked them to reconsider something that they were going to do because I felt like God had spoken to me about maybe it wasn't the appropriate time for it. Nothing wrong at all they were going to do. I just felt like God was saying it wasn't the right time to do it. And that person, I know it disappointed them. I know they wanted to do what they were wanting to do. But I gave them the choice of whether or not to do it, and that person had no attitude with me, didn't say anything to me about it, accepted it very well, and went through and did not do what they were going to do. And I know it disappointed them to do it, but they did it for the sake of God. And lesser people would have bucked up against me and would have said, I'm going to do this kind of thing. But this person did not. And I want that person to know, because I don't think I told them, how very proud I am of them, and how I know their parents are proud of them. And more important than that, I know God is proud of them. I know God will reward them. The last thing is, I told them, I said, we love all the kids, and I try to love them all equally, to be fair to every one of them and treat them all the same. But, you know, God always takes one or two and really touches your heart with that one or two. There was one little boy there, and I miss him so much. His name was Alan. And the second or third day, I said, I told Brother Marty, I was like, I love that kid. I was like, that kid's awesome. And he was always happy. He was always Every time Brother Daniel made that face about the alien face-to-face, he laughed every time. And he just really enjoyed it, and he was so happy and always laughed and just enjoyed Vacation Bible School, and such a sweet, sweet kid. And I found out Wednesday that he had just gotten through his leukemia treatments that he had had. And it just broke my heart to know that he had gone through that, and that he never even mentioned it. I never would have known if somebody hadn't told me. And we never know, those of us that are working with children, we never know what they are going through. And I'm so thankful. If there's one thing, I'm so thankful to God for the opportunity to work with children. Children are the most precious things. Jesus had the harshest words for people who would do anything to children. And you never know what their future is. I was thinking about him, and I was disappointed I had to leave. And I said, and I was just, in my mind, I was thinking, what's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to him when I'm gone? And God said, do you not think that I can take care of him when you all are gone? Do you not think that I'm watching over him? And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, and he loves little Alan, and he loves every one of those precious children, and that he gave his only begotten son for them. And I imagine one day that Alan will be in heaven. I believe God will save him in his glorified body, cancer-free. And I'm so thankful to Jesus and to our Savior for making that possible for each and every one of us. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to have gone on this trip.
Hi, my name is Caleb Harless. I'm going into the eighth grade, and this is my first year in the youth department, and it was the first missions trip I've been on. And I was very blessed to know that I was going to be serving with the Guzmans, because me and Josiah and Judson and Gabe and all of us grew up together, and it was just special to know we got to spend a week with them. When we got there, the Lord was already working in my life. We would already we would get up early and with the guys and just do devotions, like Evan said. It was just beautiful, and I wasn't used to doing that. And it was just really special to me. And one verse that I came across was Matthew 23:12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And that week, we come there to serve and to be humble, but not to let others serve us, but to serve them. And if we are humble to them, God will bless us for it. The Vacation Bible School went really, really well. The kids was really nice and so humble to us, and they behaved very, very, very well. Our goal was to have 100 kids, and the Lord blessed it with 100 kids at the end of the week. And it was just a true blessing to have my class with Mr. Eric and Rebecca and Lauren. I got to know them a whole lot better. And the kids, they were so special to us. They had a different personality than most, and it was just a true blessing. The last night on Friday was probably the most special to me, because Josiah and all of them was very upset that we was going to have to leave, but they knew we was going to be coming back to serve him, serve the Lord. And we all were there, all the guys got together when Josiah and his brother was crying that we had to leave, but we huddled up together and just put our arms around and said, "It'll be okay, we'll get to see you one day." And it was just really a blessing to us. And we'll be going stronger in the Lord together, but when you go by yourself, it's not as good. When you have friends beside you to lift you up and encourage you, it's the best. I'd like to thank all the workers that was in there and stuff. In the barracks was what Mr. Noel would call our dorm. We had a lot of good experiences in there. But one night we shared our testimony. When my little brother shared his testimony, it just meant a lot to me. And to see that the Lord's working in his life. If you don't ever get to go on a missions trip, or at least try to go on one, do your best to do it. And if you have the opportunity, go. And I just would like to encourage the younger ones to do it, because it's a one life opportunity to do it. Thank you, workers, for all you've done, and the help and the ladies that cook for us. And that's all.
Hi, my name is John Harless. I am 11 years old, and I'm going into the sixth grade. I would like to thank the church for giving me the opportunity to go to North Carolina's mission trip. We experienced many blessings from the Lord last week. My goal was to go and try to help others, and I found out that it was me who received the blessing. God has a plan for each of us, and if you ever get to go to a mission trip, I say do it. We are truly blessed to be able to be a blessing to others. A verse that comes to my mind that I would like to share with the church is Genesis 12:1-2. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that will show thee." Genesis 12:2. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Our goal as a church should be to tell others of the greatest blessing of all, which is knowing Jesus Christ. Thank you.
It was a real blessing for my entire family to get to go on this trip. And I think it was Thursday the week before we were leaving on Saturday, Brother Bob had made the decision that him and Lindsay and the boys needed to go spend some time with his grandmother in Ohio. So Brother Daniel stepped up and he led the trip and led the VBS. So on Friday, I got a call from Daniel. Him and Becca were supposed to lead the kindergarten class. So he called me and asked if I would lead that class and teach. And everything in me wanted to say, no way. but I told him I would. And I had a great group to work with. I had Miss Karen and Maddie Tucker and Victoria and Andrew. And then Carol jumped in on Tuesday and helped us out. We started out on Monday with 8 kids. And kindergartners, they don't learn to speak English till they go to kindergarten. So we had some 3-year-olds that didn't speak any English. And about halfway through the first class, we had one little boy, and I cannot remember his name. Andrew probably does. He didn't speak any English, and he was quite upset. Well, Andrew had seen Brother Stephen talk to him on the playground that day and ask him his name in Spanish. So after that, Andrew was able to use the Spanish he had learned in school this past year, and he really connected with that little boy and calmed him down, and we didn't have any issues with him after that. And throughout the week, Andrew was able, and some of the other girls picked up phrases, and they were able to use a little bit of Spanish to communicate with these kindergartners that we had a few that didn't speak any English at all. And then on Tuesday morning, Rebecca, my daughter, had woke up sick, so I had to miss VBS that morning. And that's when Carol stepped in and helped, and we went from 8 kids to 22 that second day. So if you can imagine 22, 3, 4, and 5-year-olds running around crazy. And then I think we averaged about 25 kindergartners throughout the week. And it was a blessing. I turned over the songs to the two girls and Andrew, and I said, you guys are in charge of songs. I want you to lead them, and they did an excellent job. And then we had a teenager from the church that could speak Spanish, and she would come in and help us talk to some of the kids that didn't understand English, and we weren't really having a whole lot of luck communicating with. And we just overall had a very, very good class. And I just wanted to share, and I shared this with the teenagers while we were on the trip. I just want them to embrace this youth group and this youth ministry. It's really more than a youth group. I didn't have the privilege to have a group like these teenagers have, and they've got a really special bond. And it was a blessing throughout the week to see them step up and serve in classes. As Brother Stephen said, they never said no. Whatever we asked them to do, they did. And a lot of them saw a need, and as we obviously say, they took the lead and got it done. And had no issues whatsoever. They were just a wonderful group. And I want to tell Pastor and Miss Becky, this was the first trip I've been on with Miss Becky. And as a parent, it was special to me to see you guys interact with our teenagers. And I think it makes you guys seem more approachable to them. Sometimes the pastor, I think, seems like they're up on this pedestal and you can't approach them with things. And it was good to get to interact with you, and especially you, Becky, on that level, and just see their love for our teenagers and the other leaders on the group. So I appreciate the opportunity to go.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Radford. To go off what my mom just said, we did have a great time with the pastor and his wife this week. We had some very good chaperones this trip, and we got to know them all on another level completely. Some of the chaperones, after about 8 o'clock at night, they go to a different personality. So, very different personality for especially some of these ladies. You may think they're all calm and stuff when you see them walking through the church. Well, after 8 o'clock at night, that's no longer true. this week, God really showed me that what He wants you to do, He will prepare you for. Brother Stephen gave us the opportunity to teach a couple lessons in his class this week, which is something I've really never done in VBS before. But I realized God had already prepared me for it, because the same lessons we were teaching this week are the ones we taught in VBS. And I wasn't a teacher here, but I helped, so I had heard them. And also, they're the lessons that we taught in Fiji. We used them for our Sunday school classes and different stuff in Fiji. So I had already taught a couple, and Stephen was asking us which ones we'd like to do. And I was like, hey, I've already done these. He's like, great, you can do them. I was like, okay. And sometimes when you're teaching children, you don't always know if you're getting through to them. But there was a little boy named Enrique, and he was answering the questions right off the bat. And you know how usually with kids, you have to like kind of lead them on to get the answer? Well, you didn't have to do that with him. So it kind of surprised you. He'd answer, oh, yeah, that's right. So him and then Alan was another kid Stephen mentioned. He was just so happy, and he just really blessed all of our hearts and just made you want to be even happier, because he'd gone through all this and he was still happy and stuff. So, and you didn't even notice. You couldn't even tell anything had been wrong with him. We didn't find out till about halfway through the week or near the end of the week. Pastor Guzman just randomly mentioned to us. Another thing, I said God prepares us for what we're going to do. That's one thing all through the year. We, different aspects of truth, which is what we go through to be able to go on these trips. We are constantly being trained, and the ministry trips are a great opportunity for us to really see how well we have been trained, and just to put our training into motion. And the theme, we had one memory verse for the kids to memorize, which is the main one the kids memorized here. And it was Colossians 3, 1 and 2. But verse 2 says, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. And that's really what this week was about, focusing on the things of God and showing the love of Christ to these kids and helping them. Right off the bat, Monday morning, I had the opportunity to lead a little girl to the Lord, and that was very precious. And just please continue to pray for the children there, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate all those testimonies. We will have a few more in just a minute as the slideshow is getting ready. Just want to share a few more thoughts with you. This is just a little taste of the great week that God gave us in Indian Trail, North Carolina. A number of things. I wish every single person could be with us each night after everything is all said and done. We're getting ready to go our separate ways and get ready for bed and things like that. And these teens just pour their heart out to the Lord and to one another, just sharing testimonies, and we take time to sing and things like that. Just those are some of my favorite times of these trips. Yes, it's great to be in the Vacation Bible School and participating in that, but seeing teenagers faithfully serving the Lord and enjoying that brings such a joy to our hearts. Again, this slideshow is just a little taste of some things that we saw and got to take part in during the week. One of the guys mentioned the showers. I mentioned to all the teens leading up to the trip that the ladies would have a nice shower inside. We had a shower schedule set up because they had to rotate through those. But they had a nice shower inside, hot water and all this kind of stuff. I told the guys, I said, guys, all of you get your own shower. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, it's outside. Brother Guzman did a great job making a kind of a makeshift shower area for the guys. Two befores with a tarp wrapped around it and a nice garden hose attached to it. So no hot water at all, but it worked out well. I did not hear a single guy complain about this. Having to shower in swimming trunks outside, it was nice and hot, and it just worked out well. But that's one thing. We encourage the teens leading up to these kind of trips. Rule number one, don't complain, don't complain, don't complain. Rule number two, adjust, adjust, adjust. And we had to make a lot of adjustments this week, probably more than we've ever had to make before. People filling in teaching positions and all these kind of things. But God blessed in a mighty way. Thank you for those testimonies. Again, we'll have a few more after the slideshow.
Why have you done this?
Y les pregunta, ¿por qué han hecho esto?
And today I want to speak on this subject.
Y en esta tarde quiero hablar de este tema.
The danger of disobeying God.
El peligro de desobedecer a Dios.
His heart is breaking. Carry the light. Carry the light. Go and tell the children. Carry the light. Carry the to worldly riches. I only seek eternal gain. No need to add to worldly riches. I only seek eternal gain. The Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. He reached down and touched me when I was so low. I could not get up or go down any farther. My sins, which were many, he forgave and forgot them. Oh, I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. I was sick in my body, I could not get well. The doctors had told me all they could tell, but then the great physician passed by my way. Oh, I know the Lord is good. Now I have a story that I'd like to tell of how Jesus saved my soul from hell. He did for me what no one could do. Oh, I know the Lord is good. The Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good. Thank God I am free.
Thank God I am free.
Thank God I am free. For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus, what a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight. Like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Like the poor wretched beggar who found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Throughout the course of time, so many
right, hope you enjoyed that. We've got a few more coming to give testimonies at this time. Judson's going to come first, then Lakin Brown, and then Brother Noel Pender are going to give their testimonies.
Well, this was a very fun trip. I'm thankful to God that I got to go. I'm Judson Jenkins, by the way. This was my first mission trip as an actual teen. I became a teen last year. I thank God for my youth group. I thank you for all the leaders that help us and direct us. The Guzmans are doing great work down there in, beside us there in North Carolina. We got to do their Bible school. I believe around 10 people were saved, I believe. And it's just a blessing to be a part of that and have an impact on those lives. I heard that from several of the girls, my mom is absolutely crazy when it comes to nighttime. So I'd like to see that. But as you saw at the trampoline park, we had the activity, and there was a trampoline. It's called the foam pit. There was a trampoline, and it was foam. So you jump off the trampoline into the foam, and it's hilarious to watch people get stuck. So they would jump and go head first, and their legs are just, it's absolutely hilarious. It's very fun. But as we mentioned, we called the barracks are where we stayed because we were all there together and the showers were outside. Actually, the showers were quite enjoyable because somehow the hose had been sitting out in the sun, so the water was pretty good temperature. But I got to teach for my first time down there, and I'm thankful for that. I hope that I get to teach again and help some kids that way. If you've never been on a mission trip, it's a lot of fun. God will bless you and as you bless others. With the water fight, I had absolutely no idea what was going on. I didn't even know. Me and Caleb were sitting outside talking about something, and the water fight had already been going on, and all of a sudden Sarah Roten comes up with this cup and drenches both of us. I had no idea what was going on, so that's how it started, and I tried to run away from everybody, but they eventually caught me, and we all got soaked. But it was a lot of fun, and I thank you for all the ladies that cooked for us, and all the workers there, and thankful to have an impact on the kids there, and I'm thankful for all the good attitudes the kids had, and they were very very enthusiastic, and they encouraged us, and I'm thankful for a great week.
All right, hello. For anybody that doesn't know me, my name's Lakin Brown. That was Judson's first. This was my last one. I just graduated this past year. To be perfectly honest, I wasn't thrilled going into this mission trip. I wasn't super excited about going, mostly because I was the only senior going due to some scheduling conflicts. Most of my friends weren't able to go. If you know me very well, you know that Sarah Roten and I have been joined at the hip since birth, but she wasn't able to go until the last 2 days, so I was on my own most of the week, and this is an awful thing to say, but it was Charlotte, and I'd been to Charlotte, and I was like, meh, I want to go somewhere exciting, but a couple days into it, I realized my God doesn't need my friends, and he doesn't need an exciting destination to work. I had the privilege of leading two little girls to the Lord, and the further privilege of seeing them act upon that later in the week. Sometimes when you work with kids, it's hard to tell if they really got it or not, but I saw proof later in the week that they really were saved. They had understood. They had made the decision, and that was huge. I also saw a lot of personal growth this mission trip. And to be honest, I don't think I would have seen it if I had been in my comfort zone. So as much as I didn't like not being with my friends and not being somewhere super exciting, it was, God had a plan for it. It was what he needed to grow me, to show me certain things that week, and I'm really thankful for it. I'm thankful for all the prayers and all the giving that you all have done. Just know that when you're sending all these teens on a mission trip, it's not to go have a good time. It's God's work is getting done. So thank you for that.
For those that don't know me, my name is Noel. I'm just going to read a couple passages of scripture. Acts chapter 21, verse 3. This is Luke speaking here of his travels with the Apostle Paul. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, other followers of Christ, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, which were 7, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. I mention those few verses of scripture because this is what I felt like Charlotte was like. Paul is on his journey, and he stops at different places, and he gets to fellowship with people, and then just like that, he has to leave, not really knowing if he's ever going to see them again. And that's how I felt this week at Charlotte, knowing that we're going to be with children, and we're going to work with them. And now I don't know if I'll ever see them again on this side of glory. I wasn't planning on bringing this up, but Eric and I are leaving in 3.5 weeks. And I don't know when I'll see some of y'all again. And that's why I believe God has called me to be a pastor, because I cannot deal with loving people and having to leave. Loving people and then having to leave. There were these two girls in particular. One, her name was Rachel. And every day she wrote Lakin, Austin, and I notes about how we are the best teachers, the coolest teacher. She even said Lakin's the prettiest teacher. Every day she wrote us notes. And on the last day, she gave us like our favorite candy bar. For me, it's Reese's, so. And there was another girl, Reese's. All right, Reese's. Okay, Reese's. And on the last day, there was another girl, and her name was Genesis. And she said, Mr. Noel, Mr. Noel. And I said, yes. She said, I'm going to come visit you. And obviously, I know she won't be able to. God sent us out there to be a blessing to Pastor Guzman and his church. But honestly, every time we go on a missions trip like this, God uses those people to be more than a blessing in return. For those who cannot go, pray for us. For those who can go, go with a servant's heart, because you never know how God may use you, and you never know when you may never have a chance to serve like this ever again. Thank you.
For those of you who do not know who I am, Eric Briggs, obviously one of the other interns. This year's ministry trip was a blessing to be a part of. Obviously, I say this year, my only year to go. And I didn't really plan on saying this, but I saw the picture of the caravan, and I had to bring this up. I was in the van with Brother Eugene, and we were at the front of the caravan we were leading, and we decided to get a group text going just in case we were notifying anybody of anything. And it started off with, hey, this is the group text for the caravan. And within 5 minutes, it became just a group text about making fun of Pastor and how short he was. And showing different pictures, and I think Brother Eugene said at the end, he had like 74 text messages about just how short Pastor was, or just different things, and it was great. And I to be honest, I was not sure how I felt about, you know, going into the barracks with a bunch of teenagers. I thought to myself, this is going to be the worst week of my life. But I kid you not, I walked in. I was scared. I was worried. But getting to interact with each and every one of these teenage guys was a blessing. Seeing them get up every morning, I am not a morning person. So when they got up that early, it was, I don't want to say it was a blessing, but when they got up that morning, each and every morning, my nickname was Sunshine because I didn't get up that early. But they got up and they went out and just faithfully and consistently you saw them do their devotions. And it was a blessing. It really was. I will tell you this, and if you ask anybody that went, I mean, from the day one that we got there, Satan was battling. He was fighting against us. There was a 24-hour bug going around, and it just seemed like it was attacking our core people. I think it started with me, and it was mild, and then it started hitting some of the kids, and we were worried about where this was going to leave us. We weren't sure what was happening, but we knew for sure that Satan was attacking. But instantly, we got together as adults, and we prayed. We prayed that the Lord would just keep Satan at bay and that he would continue to work. And during our week, we saw the Lord work in an amazing way. We saw souls saved, and we saw relationships made and even relationships strengthened. If I were to be honest, I don't think I could think of a better group of teenagers and even adults to go on a trip like this. When I say that, I mean we worked so well together, and the Lord he knew what he was doing when he put us in the classrooms together. Now, specifically, I can tell you that I had Caleb Harless, Rebecca Nash, Lauren Pearlhart, and the Bears on Monday. Mrs. Bear left us to go help out with the other class, but it was just a great group, and we worked together so well. Brother Barney had just told me just to teach the rest of the week, and I wasn't sure how I felt about 5th and 6th. I mean, the Lord does not call me to work with teenagers, let alone 5th and 6th graders. But it was great. I think if we were to take a poll of the class, I think one particular kid that really stood out to all of us was a kid by the name of Ishmael. Ishmael was a very quiet, introverted kid. And you could tell that he wanted to be there, and he was looking for someone to love him. But it broke our heart when I think he was just there for 2 days. And he didn't show up for the rest of the week. And each and every day, Caleb would come to me and he was like, "Hey, have you seen Ishmael?" And I would say, "No, I haven't." And you could just see the heartbreak in the fact that Ishmael had not shown up. Within 2 days, we had grown attached to these kids. And it was amazing that when we were with the 5th and 6th graders, we saw a total of 4 of our kids accept Christ. Whether it be was in the class or during rally time, and one kid, one young girl, get assurance. And while that was a blessing to see, it was even greater blessing to see how, I mean, when a kid raised their hand, I mean, teenagers just instantly moved, and they just went to the kid and asked to pray with them, or asked to, you know, show them from the Bible how they can know that they were saved. And it was even greater. I mean, the kids, they were working together with kids, and I would go to my group after, and I would say, you know, "Hey, how did that go?" And just the joy that they had. I mean, when they were like, "Hey, we got to lead one soul to Christ," and it was amazing to see just how much they enjoyed that work and how much they enjoyed the Lord's work. And overall, I would say that we had a top-notch group. I mean, we had a top-notch group that just was willing to serve, and like you've heard already, if they were asked to do something, I mean, they were, "All right, let's go ahead and do it. Let's get together and do it." During the work projects, somehow, I don't know how, but I got put into one of the painting rooms with, I think, 4 or 5 girls that did not know how to paint. And it was interesting because the girls were like, "I don't know what I'm doing." And I'm like, "This is interesting. Who put me in charge of this?" It was chaotic, but the Lord was in it. We were able to do things that even Brother Guzman said that it would have taken him weeks, if not months, to do. But I would just encourage you with this. Like I said, we have a top-notch group, and I want to encourage you that is as an investment of each and every one of you parents. Listen, what I saw was the product of what you've been investing in your kids. It's a product of what has been taught and preached here at this church. And I just want you to know that, I mean, it may seem, the future generation may seem bleak, but listen, we have a remnant in this church. We have kids that are willing to do the Lord's work and do it with joy. I just want to thank each and every one of you for the opportunity to allow me to go and allow me to hit at each and every one of your kids with a dodgeball. It was great. And despite popular belief, Pastor, I was not the one that started the water war. It was the Roden girls. And I would throw you under that bus because it was not me. But it was a great way to end the week. It was a good way to dump ice water on Pastor. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful week. And I appreciate each and every one of you praying for us, praying for safety as we went back and forth. Thank you so much.
Brother Noah, I know you may be missing out on what everybody keeps talking about, these water wars. So they're talking about water. So we want to make sure that you're catching that. We did have a good time. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Eugene Radford, and you heard from my wife and oldest daughter earlier. It's always a privilege to go on these trips, and you've heard a lot of great things, heard a lot of good ribbing, and you heard a lot of fellowship. And you have seen the product of people growing stronger and serving the Lord together. This is my 7th ministry trip. I've had the privilege of going with my wife on 4, taking our oldest child on 3, and this is our 2nd with our entire family. And I could not encourage you more to do that. There's a lot of fun places you can go around the world, talking about great destinations to steal a little bit from Lakin, but there's nothing that will impact your family more than serving the Lord together. I was just remarking to Brother Marty earlier what a blessing it was to my heart during the offertory to see 3 or 4 generations spread across here, Pastor. It's so encouraging to come to a church that has this kind of heritage and has people that are willing to invest in these young people. They're not the future of this church. They are here to serve the Lord today. They're faithful in what they do, and it's a blessing to be able to be around them. There are a couple things that really stood out to me this week, and one of them, you saw a door sign in the video, and it was in Spanish, but one of the things it said is, "We are Catholic. We do not want anything that you Protestants have to give to us. We serve a Catholic God and a Catholic God only." And the Spanish teenager that was with me, he says, "We knock here anyways." I said, "No problem. If they answer the door, I'll just say, no hablas ingles." And then I realized, I said, "Well, I don't speak English." So I would have really been in trouble. But it was they did not answer that door, but we saw that over and over and over, because it is the Spanish culture in general is very rooted in Catholicism, and they have a stronghold there. But what we saw is there's a form of godliness without having God, and there is a hunger for God's true word. And we saw that with the kids day in and day out. That's why we saw the growth that God blessed us with. I don't think we were ready for the 100 on Monday. So the Lord was gracious and gave us some time to kind of get our feet under ourselves and be able to do that. And that was really a blessing to be out knocking doors, speaking to people, or listening to people be spoken to in Spanish, and then being able to speak to people in English as well, and people coming across people that were just primed to hear the gospel. And then probably one of the most memorable nights, having a family of 5 and being outnumbered by 4 in my home, being in the barracks with all the guys this week was very much a blessing to me. But there was a particular night where it's been referenced a couple times, but the Lord had been dealing with Brother Marty about hearing each other's testimony, and he opened it up that night. And we spent quite some time, everyone going around the room, and everyone shared their testimony, every one of these boys, all the men that were in the room. And it was just a blessing and an encouragement to hear them do that and hear them be willing to honor and praise and worship God through what he's done in our lives. It's definitely a blessing. I'd like to say thank you to Pastor and his wife and Brother Bob and Lindsay and Daniel and Becca, Barney and Carol and Brother Marty. I told Brother Marty this when we were there, but I'll tell him publicly. It'd be very easy for people as their children graduate to step out of this. But I look forward to this type of friendship and fellowship that we get to have at these types of things every year. And I can't wait till next year. Can't wait till Chile. I do think it's wonderful how the Lord works. And I'll close with this. I shared earlier this year when Brother Bob and Pastor asked me to go with them to India. I had always struggled with the Indian accent. And I got a new job at work, same job, but a new position. And the Lord immediately put me in a project where I was on calls every single day with people from India. The announcement was made and that we knew we were going to Chile next year, and we're going to work with the Hispanic culture there in Charlotte. And at work, I was put on a project for Mexico. So immediately my vocabulary started changing, and we had the privilege of sitting through. Pastor taught and gave everybody the option to go with him, which I think you saw the little podium in the video on Wednesday night, or several of us stayed in the Spanish service. And just to be able to actually understand and hear the word of God preached in another language. So oftentimes we get, you know, especially in America, we get concerned with people speaking in English. But the Lord convicted me of that several years ago when he reminded me from his word, it wasn't man that confused the language, but it was God. And he wants to love the world. And he wants us to have a burden for the world. And if he's going to be gracious enough to bring some of them to our doors, we ought to go head first and witness and show them the love of God. Thank you for the leadership, Brother Bob and Pastor. Thank you for showing our families how to serve better.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate all those testimonies. We're almost finished. Again, on behalf of the group, we thank you for your prayers. Thank God for answered prayer. Thank God for the souls that were saved and lives that were changed. Thank the Lord for these teens who have worked hard in order to earn the points to be able to go on this trip. Thankful for their parents who got them here to church so they could be here in our truth program to earn the points to go. Thank the Lord for all these adults that have went. Appreciate Brother Daniel Wakefield stepping up as my wife and I and our family felt the Lord leading us to go to Ohio to spend time with my grandmother. Appreciate him taking the reins of that horse and doing a great job leading the group. The Lord has done a lot of great things. Really quick, just want to share one brief thought with you. Colossians chapter number 3, verses 1 and 2. This was our theme verse for our Vacation Bible School here, and also for the Vacation Bible School there at Abundant Life Baptist Church. The Bible says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." We saw a lot of teenagers and adults a few weeks ago who were truly setting their affection on things above. It wasn't about us. It wasn't about these kids even. It was about God and honoring and glorifying him and seeing his work advance forward. May I challenge you with this tonight, church family. May God help all of us this week, today, as we go home, as we go to work tomorrow, as we enter the job force this week or whatever the case might be. May the Lord help us to truly set our affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Pastor, if you wouldn't mind to come at this time. And again, thank you so much for all you've done for us, praying for us, for your support. Teenagers, thank you. We're proud of you. Adults, thank you. Thankful for the friendship that God's given us. May the Lord help us to truly set our affection on him.
Amen. We appreciate this service tonight and appreciate how the Lord's using these teenagers. And I think it's appropriate. I've tried to sense the Lord's direction when I'm listening and all of that, and I feel like the Lord has laid on my heart for all the teenagers that are in this auditorium, all of you. I'd like Brother Bob, if you wouldn't mind, to come down in front of me. I'd like all you teenagers just to kind of surround Brother Bob. I want you to do that now. Would you come? Whether you're up here, whether you're in the balcony, whether you're down on the main floor, I'd like you to come and just stand around him. And obviously tonight, as you leave, if there's somebody here that's never trusted Christ as your Savior, would you come and see us? Would you stop somebody and say, "I want to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ"? We'd be happy to spend all night with you if we have to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what you're looking at here, isn't it great to have this many teenagers in church on Sunday night? On Sunday night. And I just feel led for these teenagers as their pastor to just have a special round of prayer for them, asking God to touch them and continue to use them. God has a special plan for their life. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. Even though they mistreated their pastor, and I'm just kidding with you. But I think this is appropriate. I think it's appropriate. So we're going to end our service tonight with prayer and asking God to do this. I hope you don't mind if I ask your wife to come up here. Miss Lindsay, I wasn't sure if you were in the auditorium, but I see you. So if you'll come up here and stand with your husband, and bring Carter with you, that would be great, okay? This is appropriate. I appreciate Brother Bob and Miss Lindsay and the work that God's using them to do. One thing that I appreciate about this couple, I don't have to worry about them. That's a good thing, by the way. That's a good thing. I trust them. That is a blessing to be able to say that. And I want them to know that I love them. I appreciate what you're doing with the teenagers. And teens, let's pray. Let's ask God to touch you and to help you live for the Lord all the days of your life. This will be our closing prayer. And let's pray together. I feel as your pastor, the Lord wants me to pray for you, okay? Let's pray together. This will be our closing prayer. Father, we thank you for this service, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for how you're using this youth group, this youth ministry, and how you're using them to make an impact in this area and in different parts of the world. Thank you for what you've used, the ones that went to Charlotte to do on that week that you allowed us to go and serve there at the Abundant Life Baptist Church. Pray for Pastor Guzman, his dear wife and children, that you'll bless them and keep your hand of blessing upon them. We pray, dear Lord, that your hand of power and blessing will rest upon these teenagers who are standing before us tonight. Bless them, bless their families. We pray, dear God, that you be with Brother Bob, Miss Lindsay, as they lead this ministry. Would you use them in a mighty way? And I pray that you help each teenager to give their heart and life completely and totally to you. May they all see that your plan is the only plan that really means anything in their life. May they give their life to do the will of God. And would you use them to reach their peers? Would you use them to light a fire at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church? We pray for revival here. And I pray that you help it to break out among the youth group. I pray that it starts there even, and Lord, that it branches out all over this local church. Fill us now with your power and your spirit, and help us to be faithful to you. Touch these teenagers, bless these teenagers, encourage these teenagers to go forward for the glory of Almighty God. Help them to be clean. May their lives be right with you, and may you use them as only you can, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed.